latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester City headlines, and we'll start with the news that the club are reportedly ready to send Patrick Roberts on loan, but they would rather him go to Southampton. Though that Celtic, according to the Daily Express, City are concerned that Roberts won't develop in the Scottish League and would rather be playing in the Premier League. Southampton, Nice and Celtic have all been linked with Roberts over the past week. French offer at Nice, I thought, keen to take him to the top flight of French football, while Southampton's offer of Premier League football is a very tempting one to the citizen hierarchy. One man that wants him to join Celtic is John Kennedy, and he insists that he will continue to improve. He told the Glasgow Evening Times, "I think you need to look at how much he's improved in the last 18 months. We're going to be in Europe this season again. I think we sent him back, they will have seen him as a much improved player. Hopefully they will look at him from that perspective, but it is their call." Moving on into other transfer speculation, and City were hoping for a boost to sign Kylian Mbappe, of course, for £160 million this summer, but PSG looked the likely candidate for the Monaco striker to move to that club. He's on their radar going forward, and of course, after signing Neymar, the cash is still there to strengthen, and Neymar's deal will be hoping to be matched towards Mbappe, and they can of course bolster their squad with City missing out. Finally then, as Samir Nasri's hopes of leaving the club are in limbo, the interested parties unwilling to meet the club's £10 million plus asking price in addition to footing his £9.6 million year wages. City have dismissed reports from fans that they're willing to waive a fee for Nasri in a bid to get his £180,000 a week salary off the club's loaded wage bill, and are understood to want between £10 and £15 million for the 30-year-old. That has scuppered most clubs' chances of signing him, and Nasri now faces a long and anxious wait.